Okay, let's get into our discussion of Psachim Daf Lamed Vav, Yerushalmi, as we continue here in Perek Tamid Nishchat. We started yesterday the world of Kadshim, the world of Karban Pesach, as we get into a different realm of the Masechta. So we are on Lamed He Amid Beis. Lamed He Amid Beis, we discussed that the Karban Pesach has to be brought in the afternoon, Bein HaArbayim, and we mentioned that it is the exception to the rule that it is brought after the Karban Tamid. If it's brought before the Karban Tamid, b'di'evit, it's okay. If it's brought before Chatzos, b'di'evit, it is not okay. The last line we had was that Rabbi Shimon Levi said that Tfilos may avos limdu. Right? So what did that mean? So according to some of Farshim, that meant that even though if tefilo went keneged karbanos, then you would say that the lechatchila, the ikur is tefila, tefilas mincha is mincha ketana, because later that's when the karban tumah is usually brought, like the Rambam said. But if tefilo is keneged avos, then yischak avinu, there's no reason late in the afternoon is any better than early afternoon, and therefore mincha gedola would be just as valid. That's what the Karban Eita says. V'loas v'chur rabban karbanos l'kach v'spalim mincha mishe shows v'lamalon afilu l'chadchila. Right? Even l'chadchila. That's what the Torah seems to say. Mashe'en kein tamid l'chadchila bina dafka b'te shows v'lamechza. Right? The Karban is, the Karban Tamid is later for, as we had limudim, by mincha ketana, by the later time period, 8.5 hours. As we know, chatseyu chalkeyu, the two bein harabayims. Good. We skip the next line that's connected to the keneged avos tiknum issue. So we go to Mantana. So Mantana, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So our Mishnah said that Tamid is always shechted in the 8.5 hours and Karav 9.5 hours. Erev Pesach, whether Erev Pesach falls on a weekday or on Shabbos, is bumped up 1 hour. Nishchat b'sheva v'mechza and karav b'shmona v'mechza. 7.5 and 8.5. So the Gemara is going to say, who is that like? That Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's treated like a weekday, as if it fell on Chol. Not like it's treated on Erev Shabbos. So that's going to be a machlokas. So who is our Mishnah like? Mantana bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Who is the author that says bein b'chol bein b'shabbos? The one that says that Shabbos is like Chol, and both of them are from 7.5 hours. 1 hour. I forgot to mention. I wanted to just mention the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis in Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin on that Gemara. Right? Rav Salvechik says the same idea that we know there's a machlokas in the Gemara about whether Tmidim Keneged Avos or Keneged Tmidim. And our Gemara seems to have it as a nafgamina also in terms of Mincha. Is mincha lechatchila anytime you want, even mincha gedola or mincha ketan, is that a lechatchila? The problem is, if you look in the Rambam quotes both keneged avos and keneged tmidim. In Hilchas Tefila, the Rambam quotes keneged karbanos, keneged tmidim. And in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam talks about keneged perek tes of Hilchas Malachim, Malach Aleph. He talks about Avram, Tikein, all the mitzvahs that Noach received, that Adam received, that Noach received. And the Rambam talks about keneged avos. So which is it? It's a machlokas. Our Gemara quotes a nafgamina. So if you look at the Maritz Chai, is there in Brachas on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, Nira Beina, Hinei Rambam, Perek Tes Ochlim Lachim, Katav Gamkin, Avram Tikin Tefil Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Arvis, Ulam Perek Hei Michos Tefila, Pasak Amand Amar Tefil Zkenega Tmidim Tiknun. Ua Emes Hu, Tebazeh Lek Ashum Cholek, Teavos Tiknu At Tefilas. Nobody argues. Everybody agrees that of the Avos Davened first. Visham Behilchas Malachim, De Medaber Rabbeinu Min Seder Hispashtus Mitzvah Hashem. What we would call the history of a mitzvah. In Ochel Malachan, the Rambam is talking about the spreading out of the mitzvahs. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, until Moshe Rabbeinu came, how the mitzvah developed, nakat ha'inyan kifi mashahaya. Ulam, b'mashu chova aleinu, but why do we have to do it? Aleinu klal gadol etzleinu ein lemeidim davar mikodem matan Torah. Rabbi Yerushalmi emoed katan, we don't learn from before matan Torah. The reason that we have to do the mitzvah is because of Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, and of course he quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, in Perikat Anasha, where the Rambam says this very clearly, very emphatically. He says, "Ata Reisal Adas," right? Let me tell you the following chiddush, that all mitzvahs, the history of mitzvahs, come from before Maimed Har Sinai. But the reason that we have to do mitzvahs is because, why do we have to do Bris Milah? Why do we have to do Get Anasha? Because Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, not because of the Avos beforehand. And that's what he points out. Taryag mitzvahs, nemar lo Moshe Misinai. 613, not 606 with 7 holdovers. And so therefore he says, V'im kein, Says the Maritz Chayes. Nihida avos tiknu mikamakom ein takanasom lachov aleinu. Even though it came from the avos, their takan is not lachov. Umipnezet sarach lomar. Tiyanchik es agadola tiknu neged tmidim. Tiyanchik es agadola they were misakhe neged tmidim. Varak mishum takanasom anu musuvim lisnai came. Right, the reason that we have to do it is keneged the tmidim. Vchein mashba lashana shaskan. Tilis avos tiknu vas mechinu rabban al karbanos. Haino dezos bevade borer. To avos tiknu rak rabbanas uchov aleinu dumya de karbanos v'nachos. That's an important ha'ara of the Maritz Chayes that Rav Soloveitchik said the same idea relating to why the Rambam quotes both tibidim k'neged avos tefila k'neged avos or k'neged tibidim. Okay, I apologize, I forgot that. Now let's get back to the next piece. So matan abein b'chol abein b'shabbos. Who is the one that says our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's the same as falling out on a weekday, meaning you bump up the Talmid just 1 hour to 7.5 hours, Rebbe Yishmael. The Tani, the Brisa says, Kisidro b'chol kach sidro b'Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Yishmael says, when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, falls out on Shabbos, the same halacha. You bump it 1 hour earlier. Rebbe Akiva Omer. Rebbe Akiva says, no. Akiva's against our Mishnah. Rebbe Akiva says, no. Kisidro b'Erev Shabbos, kach sidro b'Shabbos. Rebbe Akiva says, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's also earlier. You also bump up the Tamid 2 hours to 6.5. 6.5. Why does he say that? Erev Pesach, that's Chal on Erev Shabbos, that's the busiest. You have to finish everything early. Right? So why would he say that it has to be bumped up earlier even when it falls out on Shabbos? So, Ha Rabbi Yishmael Ma'acher Sha'al Plopulo. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you do it the later time period. The later that you can. Why? Because the later that you can, it's better because you're gonna need time for discussion. Well, what does pilpulo mean? So let's go with the Karbana Eda. The Karbana Eda says a lot of shailas come up on Erev Pesach. Klomar l'tzorach hashaala hashailos vadinim hamischadshim b'kol Erev Pesach v'agravas haPesach. So that's why you make it later because there are shailas that come up and you're dealing with the karbanos. That's Rabbi that's Karbana Eda. The Minchas Alazar in the back wonders what kind of shailas are coming up before the Karban Pesach. What are we talking about? The shailas that come up in the before your makrevit? Why would there be shailas? Says the Minchas Elazar here. Vahu dachuk ma'od ki eza she'elos hayu mischadshim oz ba'ez hakrovas korban pesach shetzrichim lefalpel falo ha'alachos lomdu mikodem pesach. You prepared for this for 30 days before the kohanim's rizimhein, right? Ubikiyim ba'alachos of bilchas avodaso v'gam kol Yisrael. So says the Minchas Elazar, I like the Pnei Moshe Pshat. What's the Pnei Moshe Pshat? Pilpulo? See on the top now? Klomar. Bishvil pilpulo, vahu chimumo. For the heating it up. He says pil elsewhere you find means warmth and heating. Vahar betimsa b'shas hazeh. Shemishtamish b'lashem pilpul l'chimum. You find in this shas, in Yerushalmi, you find often, says the Pnei Moshe, that the word lefalpel or pil means warmth. Imilashem pilihu. Chazi davi be pili begufe. V'chein kan de machmas shenischamim nasalo kamin bekaim bekaim. Because you warmed up the Karban Pesach, it gets cracks. Find there be small chayish shol yischamim basra pesach v'yiskalki. You don't want it to get ruined. Mikima chen yachol isloso adjadasha. You can't roast it until the evening. So lupilpulo is going to get hot. You don't want it to be so hot and get dried out before you roast it. And therefore you push it off. You push it off till later. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Right? The different day is about, Karban Eda and the Pnei Moshe. The Minchas Elazar himself gives a third shot. He says, maybe based on the Taz. We say the Taz, remember, La'asok b'divrei Torah. Why is the brassa La'asok? Lefalpel. Lefalpel. The lumdis and the limud and the preparation, right? A real Hasidish pshat. That, you're preparing for it. You have more time to prepare for the mitzvah. Lefiza shaper apir, shema achrim shal, lepepulo dino laso, pakravaso, shchitaso, fefsheto, fotso asumichai kvarav, lesen nasu zman, shahachas, okay, maybe he's going in a different direction, but that's another idea. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you push it later, because the pilpul will give more time. Rabbi Akiva, makdim sha'achas li'suka. Rabbi Akiva says, no. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bump it up to ki'ilu, it fell on Erev Shabbos, meaning the earliest you can do it, 6.5 hours for the Talmud, 7.5 hours for the Pesach. Kedesh li yikansu l'mitzvah, mishu karin. So you don't go into the mitzvah drunk. What does that mean? Don't get the mitzvah drunk. That's not literally drunk. But, so you don't go into Shabbos so frazzled and busy. The earlier you could do it on Erev Shabbos, right, the better. And therefore, when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, or when it falls out on Shabbos, last mitzvah, you're gonna go into Motzi Shabbos here. You're gonna go into Motzi Shabbos here, and you're gonna be busy with it up until the last moment. Better earlier. Kadoshlikansu, says the Karban Eda, le mitzvah sachilas ha-pesach v'hamatzah mevubalin kishikar. Right? You shouldn't go in. So if you're busy, right? So busy before the yontif, so then it would be more difficult, right? Oh, always, we do our best to try to get ourselves in the proper frame of mind, for the seder, right? We try to do it as quickly as possible, right? So the kadesh lo yishnu atinokos, right? We try to start it. The kids don't fall asleep. Again, that's what you should go into the mitzvah, go into a mitzvah with proper perspective and as much koach and strength that you might have. So because of the mitzvah, you shouldn't go in like drunk. Don't go in the mitzvah, but go in focused and ready. Interesting. I remember one of the achronim says, Zrizim Magdimin Lemitzvahs, Zrizim Magdimin Lemitzvahs. Be zariz before, once you get to the mitzvah, do it slowly, do it carefully, don't rush through the mitzvah. Zrizim Magdimin Lemitzvahs, before you do the mitzvah. So all the preparation we do, we have to try to do what we can to be in the proper frame of mind. Because preparation for a mitzvah is, and getting ready for the mitzvah, not rolling into the mitzvah, that's crucial. I think we mentioned there's a Sfas Emes in Parshas Ha'azinu, where the Sfas Emes comments on the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Ulokachtem lachem bayom arishon." Take on the first day, the Parshat Shat, take on the first day of Sukkot, pray it's all the kapos tomorrow. But the Medrash says, what do you mean the first day? It's the 15th day. It's the 15th day of Tishrei. Rishon lecheshbon avonos. It's the first day that you could sin. Why? Says the Medrash, because up until now you had Rosh Hashanah, and then you had Asrei Tshuva, and we're focusing on Tshuva, and Shabbos Tshuva, and Erev Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, and then the 4 days in between you're rushing and bustling in the Sukkot and the Dalin Minim, and everything. And then finally, the first day of Sukkot is the first day you can sit down, and then there might be a possibility of sin. Rishon lecheshbon avonos. Sefas fasemes. I don't understand. All the time leading up, let's say the past 4 days, you're getting ready for Sukkot, getting ready for the Dalet Minim. That's the hachana. And the mitzvah itself, on the day of, is not going to be as much protection. And the answer is, as the Sefas Emes of Lashon, I think, is lo rachoku lomar. It's not far off. It's not distant to say that the preparation of a mitzvah sometimes could have more of an effect, more of a hashpa on the person than the mitzvah itself in a certain way. Again, that's not talking about don't do the mitzvah. You can't just do the preparation, but the effect of it. So that's what this Mishnah, this Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva says, do it earlier. So you have time to not go into the mitzvah drunk. So you have time to focus on what you're doing. Good. Says the Gemara, now getting back to what we have said, over the past daf. The Yikra Pesach Tchila V'Tamed Acharav. Why should Karban Pesach be an exception to the rule? All the karbanos are brought between these two poles of the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim. So why should Pesach be different? Why didn't you makriv the Karban Pesach before and then the Tamid after? Says the Gemara, Omer Atkein, name says Mavalta Beinu Arbayim Shal Pesach. No, because if not, you need the Pesach to be late in the day. Beinu Arbayim, we say it's going to be late in the day. So you're being Mavalta that if you do Pesach before Tamid and you have to leave time for the Karban Tamid, which takes an hour, so you're doing it too early. It's not doing it in the best, most ideal Beinu Arbayim. Says the Gemara, Im Mekayim at Beinu Arbayim Shal Pesach, Lo Nimseis Mavalta Beinu Arbayim Shal Tamid. The Karban Tamid also has Beinu Arbayim for the afternoon Karban Tamid. Right? So why is the Beinu Arbayim of the Pesach more important and Chashuv that it would knock out the Beinu Arbayim of the Tamid? Answer, Tamid Im Mavatlo at Achshav on Mekayim Alach Hazman. The Karban Tamid is every day. See, even if you don't do it in the ideal form today, you could do it in the ideal form tomorrow. Right? That's not a problem. Pesach, emevatlo ad achshav, emasayam akaimo. But Karban Pesach, if you're mevatlo the Bein Arbayim today, there is no other time to do it. It's once a year. Right? So you don't have any other time to do it. So that's why, says the Gemara, better to be mevatlo the Karban Tamid's ideal Bein Arbayim today, because you have many other days to fulfill it in its ideal form. Karban Pesach, you have no other day to fulfill it in its ideal form, and therefore we say that you should do the Tamid and not the do the Pesach and not the Tamid. Says the Gemara, the Yakriv Pesach Tchilav Tamid Achrav. So why don't you be Makriv the Karban Pesach at 8.5 hours, the Tamid Achrav and the Tamid afterwards? Why don't you do that? Right? So you could have both, do them both late in the day. So it's both Bein Harabayims. Be the Makriv, the Tamid 8.5, the Pesach 8.5, the Tamid 9.5, and then you still have an hour or two. Answer, no. There's a din. There's a din that the Pesach has to be later. Why? Yuchar Davar, so Namar, Bo Be'erev, Bein Harabayim, push later the carbon where it says Be'erev and Bein Harabayim, with Davar, so Namar, Elo Bein Harabayim, Bofad. The Karban Tamid just says Bein Harabayim. The Karban Pesach also says Be'erev. So if you have an Erev when it comes to Korban Pesach, so that's why that takes precedence, right? That's what it says in Dvarim, in Re'eh, V'lo Yom and Abasar Asher Tizbach Bo Erev V'yom HaRishon LaBoker. So that's why you do the Pesach first, because you do the Talmud first, because the Talmud just has been Arbaim, and Pesach also has Erev. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi, one second. My Chamiyas Meimar Erev Muchar. Who says the word Erev means later? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Who says Erev means later? Oh no, Mar Erev Muktam. Maybe Erev might be Muktam. Meaning maybe Erev means right after the sun starts to cast the shadows, meaning after noon. Maybe that's what Erev means. Right? The carbon eight, the last couple of skinny lines. Dilma, Erev kodeh ben arba'im ayri. The Erev is earlier. V'hainu mishi natu tzvale Erev, v'hu mishi shos v'lamalon. V'hu Erev harishon d'ale kodeh ben arba'im. Like we had in yesterday's daf, right? The chalkeu, the two Erevs. So maybe the Erev is referring to the earlier one. So the Gemara says no. Elakeni yu'uchar davar. No. This is how it should be understood. Make later, Pesach, the item that it says, ben ho arba'im, Kivo Hashemesh, as the sun is going down. So Pesach has not just an Erev, but Kivo Hashemesh. And we understand Kivo Hashemesh as the sun going down. Period. So that's the Raisa. Says the Gemara Matisa Messiah Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Raisa, the following Raisa is a support to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was one that just asked the question 4 lines ago of maybe Erev means earlier. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right, who says that Erev means later, maybe means earlier? So the following Brisa seems to support Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why? And the Brisa afterward will be against. But Rabbi Yirmiyah the following, that Erev means earlier. Sham, there's a couple of Lashonas that are used by Korban Pesach. Sham, Tizbach as a Pesach, Ba'erev. Right? Tizbach, Sham, Tizbach as a Pesach, Ba'erev. And we'll see other words in the continuation of the Pasuk. So we first darshan the word Ba'erev. Ba'erev atazoveach. Ba'erev, that's when you shecht it. Mevo hash, and as we assume, according to this daya, it's chronological order. So Erev is earlier. Ata zoveach. Kevo hashemesh, ata ochel. Kevo hashemesh, when the sun is setting, that's the next thing. Ata ochel, that's when you eat. That's at night. Moed, tseischa, mi mitzrayim, take out the word eretz, right? That's a chatzos, right? The time that you went out, the time that it started, the process started at chatzos. Atat soles, so then you could roast it until then, maybe only until then. Rav Lozman Azayu Shita, up to Chatzos. So you see from this drasha, from this brisa, so it's in order. Tizbach Azayu Be'erev, Be'erev is earlier. Moed Seischa, Kvar Shemesh is beginning of the night. Moed Seischa Mitzrayim, so that's Chatzos. So you see it's going in order. And therefore you see Erev in that, according to that brisa, means earlier. Right? We know the process of Geula in Mitzrayim was from Makas Bechoros at Chatzos all the way till the morning. That's all considered part of Makas Bechoros. Right? We've mentioned in the past that Brisa, that Maimer that's quoted, that's printed on the top of the beginning of Maseches Smachos, where Rabbi Yochanan discusses there the process that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mocking them and smote them at Chatzos, but they didn't die until earlier. They didn't die until earlier. We've quoted from the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Medrash because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't become Tamei. Because there's no Tumas Mace, if somebody just made into a Goseis. Okay, so this is the one Brisa. So the Gemara says, now, is Tani Tani, there's another Brisa that seems to be against Rabbi Yirmiyah. The following Brisa is not, the words are not in chronological order, but they're limudim. Be'erev ata ochel, not ata zoveach. Zvicha, the Shechita, happens in the late afternoon. Achila happens at night. So here, be'erev, ata ochel. So you see, erev means night. Ata ochel. Kevo Hashemesh, ata zoveach. Kevo Hashemesh is when you were shechting, the second half of the day. Moed, seischa, mi mitzrayim, ata tzola. Right up until the night, that's when you are tzola, that's when you roast. And that is, later, that is later the night. Right, Klomar says the Pnei Moshe on the fifth wide line. Klomar. Im lo nitzle mi kodem, ata yochel adayin lesloso, ulochlo ad chatzos. If you didn't roast it earlier, you can roast it all the way until chatzos. Shehu moed seischa, da'ot havi aschalta de geula. That was the beginning of the geula process. You see from that brisa that erev means later. So that is against Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. And the first brisa is supporting of Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Good. So we have limudim that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid. That's why we bump up earlier the Korban Tamid in these cases. V'yigruvushneim ka'achas. Ask the Gemara, why can't you give them the same time? Bring the Tamid on Korban Pesach, two different ka'anim, just bring it at the same time. Why does it have to be one after the other? Amr Reb Yosa, keves sheni, ein pesach sheni. The pasuk says the first keves is in the morning and the second keves, singular, meaning we assume it sounds like there's no other carbon going on at that time. Right? Ein pesach sheni. There are many carbonous, carbon pesachs. So there's a keves sheni, but there's no pesach that's going to be sheni at that time. Right? Only this sheep is going to be the second, but no more. Good. Tani, Rabbi Nasan Omer, v'chol yom v'yom tam nishchat. We're going to go with the carbon eidah's girsa. Every day, carbon tam nishchat bib sheshu mechza. Six and a half hours. The carbon sheva mechza, and it's hukrav in 7 hours. Says Gemara, what? Every day, Rabbi Nasan says every day is 6.5 hours. Ma'o v'chol yom v'yom. What does that mean? Every day, the carbon tamid is 6.5 hours. And hukrav, the Gemara answers, no, b'chol erev pesach u'pesach. Every Erev Pesach, Rav Nassan says that it's made earlier 6.5 hours to have enough time for everyone else. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Yibun, Taima Ta'adein Tanya. What's the reason for this Tana to have it earlier and to make sure that it's done earlier? Devitin Chatisha Ben Kat Lakat. Because later on we're going to learn that all of Chai Yisrael are split up into three groups. You need a break between the three groups, that's why you gotta start early. You have to start early, and therefore, whenever Erev Pesach falls out, whatever day of the week, you start early. That's Rabbi Nasan Shita. Every Erev Pesach, right? Not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, or the Brisa. The Mishnah says when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, or on Shabbos, it's bumped up 1 hour. And if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's bumped up 2 hours. Right? That was Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva says even if it falls out on Shabbos, it's bumped up 2 hours. And the Rabbi Nasan says every Erev Pesach is bumped up. Every Erev Pesach at 6.5 hours, because you need time for everybody to bring their Karban Pesachs with a break in the middle between each group. Good. So what exactly is the order, and this is also quoted in the Rambam, of the Avodos on Erev Pesach? Tini, says the Brisa, Dam Tamid ve'evarav kodim lepesach. As we learned, the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Tamid, and the burning of the limbs, that goes before the Pesach, Kodma Pesach. U'Pesach L'Ktoris. The Pesach goes before the Ktoris. That is brought every single day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. V'HaKtoris V'HaTavas HaNeiros. And the Ktoris is brought before the HaTavas HaNeiros, the cleaning out of the Neiros. HaTavas HaNeiros, getting them ready. Which also has to be done by a Kohen. Is so... Good. There is a machlokas Rishon in the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs there are to Ktores. Rather, we bring Ktores half in the morning, half in the afternoon. How many mitzvahs is that? So the Ramban says two mitzvahs. Just like the Ramban says there are two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, there's two mitzvahs of Ktores. Two mitzvahs of Karban Tamid. Two mitzvahs. And the Rambam counts as one. One Tamid and one Ktores and one Kriya Shema. So the Nekudas machlokas. What the Ramban says correctly. You can't do one at the time or the other. The morning, you can only do the Ktoris. The morning Ktoris. The afternoon, you can only do the afternoon Ktoris. So why is it God that has two mitzvahs? So if Salvation can explain the Rambam that how could it be one? Because sometimes you can have a chalos that it's the time for the mitzvah, even though you can't actually do the mitzvah. Or it's the chalos of the chefseshal mitzvah. There's some type of mitzvah in the air. Right when the day starts, there's a mechayev to bring both carbon tamids. You're right, you can only bring one later, but the mechayev is there for both. Chayiv is there for both, right? And that's why we mentioned the chalos shem lulav might start when sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav until the next day. Can't shake a lulav. So there's a difference between the chalos chiyav hamitzvah and the time that you can actually do the mitzvah, right? A karban is a mechusar zman at night. So if it's mechusar zman, what kind of psul is that? Is that an inherent psul or an external psul? That really is roi, but you have a problem that it's nighttime, right? So there's different issues that are totally based on that. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Karban Tamid, everything related to it is before the Pesach, Ktoris, Ktoris, Lahataras and Eris. Is Tani, Dam Tamid, Ve'evar, Kodim Ktoris. Some have this, a different way, that it's not that the Pesach is before the Ktoris and Lahataras and Eris, but the Karban Tamid is before the Ktoris. Uktoris lePesach, the Ktoris is before the Karban Pesach. Right, you have to move the Ktoris earlier because only once you bring the Ktoris can you bring the Nesachim, the other libations that go with the Karban Tamid. And if you don't bring the Ktoris till afterwards, then you're going to be missing those libations, those Nesachim. That's why you have to do the Ketores beforehand. Tatavath and Eris will stay until later. The only exception to the rule that's not in between these poles is the Korban Pesach, the Ketores, and the Ketores every day. Ba'ar v'psachim. Ba'ar v'psachim is going back on Pesach. Rav Chaim Gadevsky says that's a better girsa. Pesach ba'ar v'psachim, ba'ketores every day. Those are the only things that are done outside the regular parameters of the Karbanos Tavit. What's the pasuk? So it's an asay, right? It's a din d'araisa. Tamalomar aleha ha'ola, right? On it, the ola, meaning all the karbanos throughout the day are brought on and after the carbon tamid. How do you know there shouldn't be anything after the tamid shev enabayim? Tamalomar aleha hashlamim, which the Gemara darshins aleha hashlam. On it, everything should be completed. Before you bring it, everything should be completed. Rishim en lakash amar va'arach aleha ha'ola in ksivkan. It doesn't say put an ola, ela varach aleha ha'ola. Shlote ha'ola kodem is the tamid shel shachar. So again, ha'ola is the ola. There shouldn't be anything beforehand, anything before the karmen tamid shel shachar. That's the first. Tani b'shmal b'nashar b'yokhan b'broka omer mechusre kapara. What if you have one of the Mechusrei Kapara, one of the four Mechusrei Kapara? Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. They're all Tami for 7 days. They go to the mikvah on day seven, and they wait till nightfall. At nightfall, they can now eat Truma. But those individuals, Zava, Yoledes Mitzora, also have to bring Karbanos. So they can't eat Kachim. They can't eat Kachim until day eight. After they went to the mikvah on day eight, they bring a Karban, that they're mechusar kapara, they're missing an atonement until they bring that karban. Once they bring that karban, then they're mutter for kacha. So says the Gemara, what happens if the eighth day of somebody who is a zav or a zava is erev Pesach? And they didn't get their act together until late in the day, like, oh, I want to eat the karban Pesach tonight. Oh, I can't eat the karban Pesach until I bring my karban as a kapara. And what happened? The karban tama was already brought. Are you allowed to bring your mechusre kapara karban after the tumid in order to then allow you to eat karban Pesach? Says the Gemara, yes. Right? You shouldn't have been lazy. But mechusrei kapara, mevi'in kaparasan achar atamid shel ben arba'im. Afterwards, kedesha yitbalu v'yochlu pischein la'erev, so that they can be tovel and eat their korban pesachs that night. Amar Reb Yudin, had the same. When do we say that this is a limited heter only for erev pesach to allow them to eat korban pesach? B'mitzora ashir, by a mitzora ashir who brings the regular karbanos of a behema. Aval b'mitzora ani, but by a mitzora ani who's only bringing a bird anyway, lo ofu, maybe doesn't he only bring a bird? And a bird, the chata sa'of, isn't burned on the mizbeach. Ein l'mizbeach el adama is the language of the Mishnah in Zvachim. So mitzora ani is not bringing anything on the mizbeach, so therefore for a mitzora ani, every day, not just erev Pesach, every day he should be able to bring the mechusrei kapara after the karban tamid, because the karban tamid is only halacha of dvarim hamuktarim al gabi mizbeach. By the chatas ha'of in the mizbeach el adama, he just gets the hazod sprinkled, but not the burned, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, isn't that true? So therefore, the only one that should have a limited heter is mitzora asher, not a mitzora ani. Answer the Gemara: no, amar shvul bar avduma avudama ena mevi asham. 1 second, doesn't the mitzora, even if mitzora ani brings a carbon asham, which is a behema? So, you know, you can't do the avoda afterwards. You can't do the mechusrei kapara afterwards, even for a mitzora ani. Even for a mitzora ani, because after all, find the chatos is an oaf, but the asham is a behema. And that also, according to this day, the asham is also ma'akev, the kapara. So therefore, there's no difference between a mitzora ani and a mitzora asher. Good, says the next Mishnah. So let's do the next Mishnah. This Mishnah reminds us and brings us back to the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Right, we know there are different types of psulei machshava that ruin a karban. Most of the time, if I think of a karban shelo lishma, right, I'm bringing in asham and I think ol. I'm bringing in ol and I think shlamim. So most of the time, that's called a machshava shelo lishma. It does not pasul the karban. The halacha is that the karban is kasher, but it doesn't fulfill my chiyah. If I had a chiyah to bring a karban, lo ola b'yam shem chova, with two exceptions to the rule. These two, the karban is pasul if you thought shelo lishma, chatas and karban pesach. If I think shalol lishma, I have to think of a different carbon when I bring the Aron Pesach that passes the carbon. So that's what the Mishnah says here. HaPesach Yishachta Shlo Lishma, HaPesach Yishachta Shlo Lishma. Yet a different type of, I don't know, Yishachta L'Shem Shlamim, Kibel V'Hil, even though the Aron Pesach at root is a Shlamim. But that's what the Karban Eidah suggests. Kibel V'Hil V'Zarak Shlo Lishman. You do one of the Dalet Avodos Hadam. And we know there are four Avodos Hadam. Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. Shchita Shechting, Kabbalah catching the blood. Holacha walking it over to the Mizbeach, sprinkling it. So Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. So if you do any of those Shlo Lishma, Ol Lishma V'Shlo Lishma, or you started off having good Kavana, but then you switched to not having good Kavana. Wrong Kavana. O Shlo Lishma V'Shmo, you started off wrong and then you ended off right. In all those cases, puzzle. If you had any aspect Shlo Lishma, puzzle. Ketzel l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo. What does it mean? Shalol l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo. You started off well, but then you flipped. L'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim. Shalol l'shmo v'lishmo. L'shem shlamim l'shem Pesach. Right. So that's the halacha of shalol l'shmo by karbanos and Pesach, bizmano and chatos are the only ones that are pasul shalol l'shmo. Up to see the big machlokes we shown him by these machshavas shalol l'shmo. Do you require the coin to say something that he's doing a shalol l'shmo? Do you need Dibur? Rashi and Tosfos seem to say here that you need Dibur. The Rambam, the Chinuch, seems to say, no, the Mishnah Melech points out, no mention of Dibur in the Rambam, so it could be that it's just Machshava. Okay, we'll stop here.